From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for actually tuning in to my show today, Hollywood Connections, and I'm Dawn Reese, your host. I have so many connections from over the years. People collect, shells. I collect business cards and helping talent get connected in show business, and so many amazing stories, so many amazing successful stories, and I do have a VIP calling in very soon, so if you're a singer, stay tuned, because I might have an opportunity for you. And the cool thing about what I do in helping people, I'm very blessed this year that I got nominated for the best talk show host at the International Christian Film Festival coming up in May, and I'll be on that red carpet. I won't be interviewing. Maybe I will. I'm not sure yet. And I'm up for an award, and so I'm really excited about that opportunity as well. And then also, we have Sunscreen Film Festival around the corner, April 28th. It's coming up, and so many fun things happening in the Florida area. So here's what I want to tell everybody before my VIP guest calls in, and I'm live on TikTok right now, so a lot of people are saying hello under Dawn Reese Show, and there we go, up to 14K already up there, so I just want to thank everybody, and we have something called sunkisscharters.com. It's super fun. I want to explain something. If you're looking for something fun to do this summer, you have people coming in town. We also have a pontoon boat that we just redid. It is so gorgeous, a 28-foot with about six people, so it's a six-pack license, of course, and the sailboat. A 37-foot Endeavor. Now, on the 37-foot Endeavor, you can actually have six people, bring your own drinks, your own food. There's a restroom on board, and it's $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum, and you can have up to six people at $50 a piece. That's a really great deal, and go out in the Gulf of Mexico and just enjoy the air and the flopping sea turtle that we saw and the dolphins. And if you are interested, please call 727-871-7788, or better yet, if you're driving, just remember sunkisscharters.com. And I'm here on the air and waiting for my VIP guests to call in. So we have some other exciting things that are happening in the area. I know Soap This in October is having another Soap This event, and Patty, my dear friend over there, if you go to Facebook and put in Soap This, you might have a chance to meet some amazing soap opera stars, as I have in the past, and it's just been an amazing, fun time with the gifts that they have and the fun things that they give away, and a memorable experience if you are still a soap opera fan. In the meantime, I'm going to go to a commercial, I guess, on Kiss Charters, and I'm going to call my guest and find out where he is, and we'll be right back. And I'm Dawn Rees.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkiss Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
The Tastiest event returns to Tampa Bay on April 16th. It's time for the 7th Annual Beer and Burgers Throwdown, with 12 artisan burger chefs and over 6 craft brewers competing for the title of People's Choice. Adult entry is just $15, and kids under 18 get in free. Join us in Safety Harbor at the Waterfront Park from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. to eat, drink, and vote for the best beer and burgers in the Bay. This is a family-friendly and pet-friendly event. Craft beer sampling is from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. while supplies last.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back, and I'm so excited. You know, we had a really amazing comedy show over at Russo's New York Style Pizza, and they have closed. They went on to do other things, and I have a comic here in the meantime, and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Nathan Gilardi, winner of the second from last night of Russo's.
That's right. Yeah. So you've been on the air with me before. How do you like radio?
I love it. I love this place. I love the station. You guys are nice. It's different. Never thought I'd be doing it.
Oh, very cool.
I like it, yeah.
Your comedy is so much fun.
Thank you.
So while I'm waiting here in the meantime, thank you for being the backup. I'm like, oh no, I need backup. And there you are, just like that. You walk in the door.
I can't believe there's not 100 comedians waiting out there to get on the radio. It's
That's
stupid.
Okay. I know we're going to do stand up for news next and on their Hollywood Connection special. And I'm helping James out as well with that. Another thing, too, I wanted to let everyone know, tell us a little bit about your background and how you started in comedy.
I started at 17 years old in Detroit, Michigan. I've been doing it for a full 10 now. I got in trouble in school, so I had to go off to jail for a bit, and my dream since I was a young kid was to be a comedian, and that was what really took it for me to go on stage. I went on stage within 4 days after I was released from jail, and I haven't stopped.
Did you do your comedy, like,
in
get
jail.
Everything jail? Wow.
Yeah.
That must have changed your life around.
I was highly protected by everybody. That's cool.
Are you going to be performing anywhere soon, someplace?
I'm practicing for the World Series of comedy.
I've never heard of that.
101 comedians from all across the country compete. Winner gets to become a headliner. Everybody who's won it is in 12 clubs immediately.
Wow. I'm also working with Atlas Records. Maybe they have their time with a different time zone, and I had just texted the record label, but they're looking for comics to host their events worldwide.
I'm there.
There. So I need to give you his number as well. And
yeah.
So you started doing comedy how long ago?
Over 10 years ago. February 16th, 2012.
What's been your most memorable experience as a comic?
Whew.
Like your most memorable, the fun?
Fun. Miami Improv.
Oh, Miami Improv, okay.
Yeah, it was a dream. I got to close out, they do a late night show on Thursdays, and Damon Wayans was the headliner.
Oh, no way.
He was the headliner of the first show.
Right.
So it was just this beautiful drive. I'm in my car, and I got no money in my pocket, but I'm excited. I'm doing the Miami Improv, and I walk in there, and I look on the right, and there's a little picture of me, and then there's a giant picture of Damon Wayans.
Oh, wow.
I walk in, and this guy's on stage, and I was just completely starstruck. And then I got to go on after him.
Did you get to meet him in person?
Yeah, he was really nice, really cool guy.
Did he give you any words of wisdom?
He said, if you're here now, you're going to be okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
once you get there.
You just keep going. Don't listen to anybody. People told them a lot of stuff, and look at them.
Right, you know? Exactly. Have you met any of your other favorite comics along your journey?
Oh, yeah. Pauly Shore, met him. He's a good guy.
What did Pauly say to you? Anything when you met him?
He's just...
Pauly?
Hey, yeah. I opened for Screech before he passed, Dustin Diamond. A lot of rappers, Afro Man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cool.
Well, Pauly Shore, his sister holds a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. He had a sister named Sandy Shore.
Yeah.
Sandy Seashore.
Mm-hmm.
And she was amazing, I'll tell you. And I'll never forget, I went to her comedy class after my divorce. Back in the days, I said, forget therapy, I'm going to comedy school. And I went to the comedy store, and I met Polly there.
Yeah.
And that was such a memorable experience. And Polly was there. We were interviewing him for her new sandbox, comedy box, mm-hmm. that she had. And I didn't even know she passed away 2 years ago, but she used to send me birthday cards with Barbie stuff in it, and then it would be sprinkle stuff all over the floor. So she was the amazing comedy teacher, I'll tell you. Did you ever take comedy lessons?
No. They were all, the Shores grew up in comedy. Every single one of them. I mean, Sam Kinison used to babysit Pauly Shore. They lived in the comedy store. All the comedians would go hang out with his mom, and the whole family's really funny.
Well,
The best part about doing stand-up is because I've been, now I feel like I'm a veteran. I've watched people with open mics with me go on to do it.
Right.
Like, to really do it. My buddy Jeff Horst has a half-hour special on Comedy Central with Kevin Hart. And this was a guy who was doing open mics with me. So it gives you that drive. It's like, this is possible if you just keep going.
It is. You know, when I went to the Improv back in the days it was so fun because I remember the quietest girl in class was now doing stand-up specials on TV.
Yeah.
She just studied everybody. And I'll tell you, that's so much fun. And to go out and just giggle and laugh and have some fun. I am working on another place locally. I'll know today. Hopefully I have some good news for James on
I'm
that.
I'm there. You name me, I'll go.
Exactly.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we're looking for a place in Clearwater to do a comedy night, preferably Thursdays like we had before.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep the thing going. I got us. If you guys need sound systems, let me know.
Oh, you have all that too. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah, I do. During COVID, I know I was the first one to do a comedy show because I was doing it out of my car.
How did you do it out of your car?
I have two speakers on the side of my Mustang, and I had a battery set up and a microphone.
Right.
And I'd pull up where anybody was at, and I would do stand-up. I called it drive-by comedy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you tape it?
Yeah, I taped a bunch of it.
Is it on YouTube?
YouTube, TikTok. I got kicked off of TikTok again. But,
but you're on TikTok now.
Yeah.
You're on my TikTok.
Yep. am I? We're on TikTok.
Right here.
Oh.
Right to this camera.
Oh. Well, Nathan Gilardi Comedy is where you'll find me anywhere.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So any advice that other actors or, you know, comics gave you? Anything that comes to mind?
Don't take advice from somebody that's not where you want to be.
Gotcha. Now, do you have an agent for TV and film? Are you interested in that as well?
I'm interested, but I kind of do... Everything I've done in my life, the best ones are when you do it yourself. That's what comedians told me when I first started.
Right.
They said, you're a young kid, you're funny, but you don't have that much time, so the only shows you're going to get is from other comedians. And that to this day, at 10 years, the best ones are when another comedian's running it.
Right.
But I would love it. If they can get me to the top, I'm there.
You know, I want to thank James so much for the opportunity, because when I went to comedy school, I never graduated.
Yeah.
And when I met James, he goes, you're going to get up on stage, and I did. It was so funny because that time was around Christmas, and I got up and you know, everybody's talking about their family and mm-hmm. their husbands or their wives, and so my husband's sitting there, and I start to talk about him. I'm like, honey, can you go outside? I was wanting to tell everybody about what I got him for Christmas. He thought I was talking about him. I'm like, no, I'm not talking about you. And I got him a key finder because he's always losing his keys,
mm-hmm.
and he finally put it on the other day, and it works really well, by the way, and a key finder wallet. You know they exist.
I want one now.
Amazon. And so, but you know, there are some fun things that now he says, I have to run it by him sometimes, you know, talk about it. But what's your comedy about? What do you talk about?
My life. I grew up in Detroit. You know, my school's 50-50 with, you know, so with race. I talk about race. I talk about what's going on. My life is like a TV show. I own a poster company now. And I just have a lot of fun.
What do you do with you sell posters?
I sell posters, yeah. Give Us More Stimulation is my store on Meta. My company's called G Media, but I had a meme page called Give Us More Stimulation. And when I put in my information, it put it on my meme page. And the store took off. Really
is it an
fast.
Online store?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I run it all out of my house.
That's so clever.
I do framed posters. I personally think.
And you're in your 20s?
27.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, that is super exciting. I don't know if my guest is calling in today. I will find out.
Don't worry.
We got the show.
Yeah.
We got the show covered. And in about 10 minutes, we have Stand Up for News.
Stand Up for News.
Yes. Yes. You know what I told James? I said we should, next comedy show, have everybody stand up and start clapping and say,
yeah,
Stand Up for News, and that will be the opening.
We really can I don't see how Florida can't be the next Hollywood. I don't see how it's not. Everybody's coming here. We have 340 days of daylight to film in. It's all about just doing it from here. We have the clubs.
Yep.
We have the comedians. We have the talent. And we have more people than them now.
Well, you know, I always tell actors and comedians and go network with film producers, like, you know, Sunscreen Film Festival is amazing. They have a beautiful red carpet. Get in to volunteer. Go meet some producers and agents. There are more filming that is starting to open up now, which is great. And so that film festival is always looking for volunteers to be there.
And with TikTok, you can be instantly famous.
Yeah. How many followers do you think you had on? I mean,
I had a video. It hit 2 million views.
Wow.
And it was racking up. I'd wake up 10,000 subscribers a day, and
what?
Then they shut it down. Emailed me and said you swore. And
oh man.
It's weird. I know a girl. She has a few hit videos, and they stalled her at like 40,000. I don't know what it is. It might be the quality of the film. There's a weird algorithm that they run off of.
You know, I know. We have a bunch of people saying hi on TikTok right now.
How you doing?
And so I think my most viral video, I was at Disney, and I looked up in the sky and I said, with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
It's,
and that one went really viral.
It's stuff like that.
Yep.
I know comedians who will do an open mic set, and they do 10 minutes, and they only got 30 good seconds. Great. TikTok, it's 30 seconds. They'll put that up. It makes it seem like they're...
Yeah, the more quicker that you have on TikTok, I noticed it works a lot.
Volume?
Yes.
They run through, so you have a newer iPhone. They're going to like that. They want high-quality videos. There's no swearing, no firearms, nothing like that.
Right.
My one video that hit, it had got 500 views, and it completely stopped. I took a flat-screen TV in the middle of Corona, and I walked into a pawn shop and dropped it. Right?
Oh, no.
And it didn't work. And I was like, oh, my God. I spent so much on this TV. I relaunched it, and it took off. So it doesn't even have to be your video. Even if your video is great and it doesn't work, put it back up.
You know, and what about the watermarks? People say, you know.
You can watermark them because people could take your stuff and throw it on YouTube.
But I saw there's something that you can pay $10 a month and then you can take the watermark off. Is that, or is there another program to use where you...
There's a ton of video editing programs. If you were to take your video and really throw it through some crazy software and really high definition, you've got a better chance on TikTok, especially with audio.
But they say you're not supposed to have the TikTok logo. Like that logo up on...
You're not allowed to take that, huh?
Right, but that's why you can't really repost it.
Even on YouTube?
On YouTube, yes, but back on TikTok if you wanted to redo that.
Oh, so if someone takes your video, you got your name under it. So let's say comedian Nathan Gilardi, little TikTok. Somebody takes it, you want to throw a watermark over that?
No, and it's like your TikTok video that you made, let's say the one that I had, and if I wanted to repost it, they kind of give you a warning on that. They will say you can't do that.
Wow. Well, that's good for us then.
Yeah. So, but you have to, you know, I did have a program
So what you do is when you save the original video,
right,
and you repost the original video.
Exactly.
Don't save your thing because that'll stop you too. They see it's a big company. It's ran by thousands of people and they vet it.
Right.
So if you were to, that's what I did with the pawn video. I didn't
funny. What did the guy say when you did that?
So I'll show you the video. So I'm sitting in front of me and my brother, he was here, it's in front of the pawn store. And I go, with Corona going on, I got to find ways to make money. I'm going to take this TV and sell it till I get my unemployment. And as I walk up, it drops and breaks. And it just took off. And that wasn't even the one I wanted to work, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. You never want, the one that you want to hit, it's never going to be the hit.
Right, right. Oh my God, that's hilarious. So what is your comedy about when you do stand-up? What is
like,
it?
My life. I grew up in the middle of seven boys, you know?
Seven boys? Bless your mother.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
three, okay.
And my parents, they would tell us, you know, hey, you guys are going to have another kid. And I'd be like, can't we get internet first? Or I'm trying to get a Facebook here.
Right.
Or how about my own room? Before you guys keep...
So did you have like brothers and sisters in one room? I mean,
Yeah, in the middle of seven boys in a three-bedroom home. I had bunk beds. I think that's why I do stand up, just in the middle.
Wow. So do your parents live here in Florida?
My mom's not with us anymore. My dad and all my brothers are up in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you ever go back there for comedy as
well?
Yeah,
all the time. When I go back, it's awesome because I really started there. And
right.
all the comedians I started with come. And I won a few contests out there. So at the bars I won them at, they throw this big ordeal. And it's a great
nice.
Time. I don't go home unless I'm doing stand-up.
Gotcha. So do you make your family laugh? Are you the comedian?
Yeah, I always did.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom said I was going to be a comedian.
I
have a letter she wrote me. I kept it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So in the meantime, we have Dick that's coming in. I'm going to bring Dick in here. he's a major actor, and he's been in a Western movie. We have 5 minutes left, and then get ready for stand-up for news. Just stay here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just need to bring him in. Come this way.
Should I still sit there?
You're good. He can come on over here and put the headsets on. We have about 5 minutes left. Let's talk about your amazing movie that you're in, and what is it about, and how did you get the part?
Totally.
There's headsets and a microphone there.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
I know I'm throwing you in here.
We were. I got it through a referral, actually, from a friend of mine who knew the director, and they looked at my audition tape, and they liked what they saw. So we shot it actually the end of last month.
Right.
Down in Parrish. It's called The Hanging of William Caine. It's about, I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but I'm William Caine, so you can...
Oh, so you got a major part in it.
Yeah, I'm the
lead.
Wow. So you can kind of guess what happens, but you got to see the movie because there's some really cool twists in there.
You look so like, any Western movie that you watch, I'll go out there with, the whole thing, you have the look, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And
well, they did a great job. The whole set is staged... In Parrish, Florida, they've got basically a whole like stage, basically.
Where I saw a lot of other people that I knew. Preston was there.
Yeah, Preston directed it.
I thought so. Okay,
yeah.
Amazing director.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I met him through the Tampa Bay Film Society. I don't know if they're still going on. I got to check on that. I think they might be. I know Women in Film, Bobby Hill Casting is still, doing that once a month, which is pretty cool. And so you've been here on the radio with Hollywood Connections for a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you having fun? Is it?
Yeah, it's been great. I love, coming in here. Your show is awesome.
Thank you.
And I wanted to get some more of the people from William Caine.
I know.
Here.
That would be a really good show. I got to do that. When can we do that? Soon?
I think probably because it's going to premiere in like November.
Right.
We actually have a couple more scenes to film.
Okay.
In May. So maybe when it's wrapped, we can
bring
everybody
in. Yeah, I got
to
get in touch with him. He's an amazing director, and there's so much happening with, Sunscreen Film Festival around the corner. And I want to thank you for being here. I love
Thanks
the idea.
Me.
I know when I talked to James when we had our stand-up comedy, I said, we got to do a show and add on. He's been helping me a lot with Hollywood Connections, doing stand-up for news.
Yeah.
And James is an amazing comic, and we may have another place I'll know today in Clearwater.
Awesome.
So I've been looking around. I know that was his dream to have his own comedy show.
Yeah,
so
that's
something
so cool.
That would be
I know
fun.
Russo's was the best.
I know, and things go on, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, we'll do it better.
Yeah. So anyway, stay tuned, everybody that's driving. You're going to be in for a treat because these guys will make you laugh. They'll make you go, huh? And they'll make you go, oh my God, did they just say that? So stay tuned for Hollywood Connections special. Stand Up for News is next, and I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.